Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I am your host, Ann Ribley, where I share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's Monday mantra, I love myself. All healing, transformations, expansions, resolutions, desiring to be lived into reality will result from the source of love, divine love, the source of who you are. As many times as possible for the next 7 days, repeat again and again, morning and night, speak the mantra, I love myself. This new year, new resolutions, new breakthroughs that we have, new embodiments that we want to be living. And this is the source of connection that can fuel the healing. What changes, what resolutions do you have that you want to make this year? This simple mantra, I love myself. I love myself. Speak it and declare it as if you are etching a permanent vow upon your soul. The embodiment of how you are going to connect and be in this world. A whole set of miraculous energies will seed the shifts of the magical new beginnings into your life, your body, your relationships, your opportunities, your world. Whenever your mind wants to wander toward thoughts that feel disheartening, disempowering, worrisome, heavy, burdensome, repeat the words, I love myself. Use it as this deep, lingering language of pure love, the redemptive love that connects us to the source, that moves us into that best place. Say the mantra often, every time your mind or any kind of current situation confronts you with a challenging thought or choice. I don't care if it's like you're just getting ready to go work out and you feel that resistance and you've made New Year's resolutions. Say the words, I love myself. Maybe it's a new way that you're approaching something in your life, relationships, financial sovereignty, and you're having a worrisome thought. I want you to say, I love myself, because that will begin to initiate and direct right action. You connect to the truest part of yourself that then directs that transforming shift of immense grace. That's the gift that moves you into right action. You are worth the honor. You are worth the love. You're worth the miracle that it will evoke. Really want you to become committed over the next 7 days and say it as many times as possible. I know that one of the most transforming simple little mantras that Wayne Dyer had used in his own life and that I used in mine was when I was in a highly hotbedded, changing, transforming time in my life where I had to make difficult phone calls. I had to make difficult decisions. I had to show up in situations that did not at all by any means feel easy to show up to. It's easy to say, oh, I love myself when we're in the top of our game and we're in the ease and the flow of all that appears good and right and in this beautiful synchronicity. But when we're in a time where we're being challenged or being asked to expand more, and there's that resistance, whether there's relationship resistance, whether there is financial resistance, whether there is body resistance, healing resistance, even story resistance. Like, is there a repeating story that wants to keep taking a narrative and taking you down a path that you want to shed? Say to yourself, in all those scenarios, I love myself. So the saying that Wayne Dyer said was, I want to feel good. I find this to be somewhere in that same similar but deeper connecting realm. And I used it. This is what he would say. Anytime he would say it over and over again when he found himself in what was for him a tough period in his life where there was a lot of growing pains. And he would say, I want to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to feel good. And I find this mantra can have that same power. You know, for me, when I had to make a difficult phone call or I had to do something that I wasn't sure of the outcome, that I wanted to tap into a different energy to help carry me through, I said, I want to feel good before I picked up the phone, before I made that step, before I walked into that situation. So right now, today in your life, I think this is one of the most powerful mantras that you can take into shaping how you want this year to be, is to say, I love myself, not in this superficial, egoic way, but in the deepest, truest, redemptive, divine love way. I love myself. And when you say that, all of the sabotaging, addictive behavioral patterns that will block, that will resist, that will stand in the way of that, would the resolutions, the deep healings, the transformations, those shifts that you want to seed into your life with new dreams, will come from this deep connecting place of I love myself. Say it again and again until you feel something very powerful washing over you, steeping into your soul, marinating in you from a deep resonating power of truth, of authentication, of the source in which you come from. You are a spark, a soul, a spirit, a shining light of pure love. And by connecting to that place, I love myself, we begin to change the entire energetic field that we're showing up to, that we're a part of. And miracles will evoke, will help you make that breakthrough, that transformation, that healing. So I invite you, whenever you find yourself in your mind wandering into areas and stories and thoughts that are heavier, disempowering in nature, disheartening, say the words, I love myself. It's like a reminder to connect to the truest part of your soul, to that redemptive, deep, receiving love that can heal you, transform you, and make miracles happen. You are worth it. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.